Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, civilians, veterans, children of all ages, thank you so much. I'm Ron Ripley. You guys are listening to Honorable Discharge on Dysfunctional Veterans Radio. This is brought to you live in front of a sort of real audience. It's Studio 395, slutty San Diego, California. Thanks again for joining us. I am in the studio. I'm sizing them up. I got not one, but two slutty-looking, handsome-as-fuck veterans in front of me. I can tell they're at least 5 years apart in age. You can tell by the lengths of their beards. They're hard as fuck. The first one I'm going to bring up, I'll bring him up the same way I bring him up at open mics. Ladies and gentlemen, this next man is Sean McCaw. He'll take a knee, but he'll use a fucking crowbar to do it.
Fucking right.
Dude. There he is. Give me your stats. What were you doing in the service? What'd you do in the service? And what years?
I started out, I was in the Nav. In the Navy. Never all right. Again, volunteer yourself.
Very well.
Yeah, I was in a very, very rough time in American history during the war on drugs.
Oh, that's pretty slutty. Next guest, Mr. Devin. Yes. Devin, you can give a full name.
It's Devin Doan.
Devin Doan, ladies and gentlemen, the well-bearded. And well, what'd you do in the old Merchant Marines?
I was a combat engineer in the Marine Corps.
Boom.
Got out in 2015. I found it kind of awkward. I found myself on a podcast called Honorable Discharge because that was not me.
Gentlemen, it's fantastic to have you here. Let me give you a cheers. Welcome to the show.
Cheers. Cheers.
Clinkies. All right.
Clink.
Where do you guys want to talk about? Game of Thrones is over. There is no more Avengers movies.
Never saw an episode of that bullshit. Oh,
I love it. That's why you're here.
Shit. Fuck that.
I got into it.
I didn't watch it because I don't got cable.
I don't either. I just stole someone's password.
Yeah, that's what you do. I mean, there's nothing. There's no shame in that either.
No, there is no shame in that. None. But I'm just not into television.
Well, that's cool. And like I said, I know you from stand-up comedy. Devin, have I ever seen you throw down? Have you ever been to the store? I'm going to feel fucking embarrassed if I brought you up on stage.
No.
And I don't fucking remember you.
I've done the store one time years ago.
Right on.
Other than that, I mean, I was doing the open mics and shows every now and then for a few years. And then I got my current gig as the main spokesperson for Axe Ventures here in the West Coast.
That's right, because I was looking at your social media, and you're all about throwing hatchets. Is that like a hobby you picked up in the Marines? Is it something you picked up as a civilian? Are you like 98% Cherokee because you don't fucking look it?
All right. No, dude, I was actually out of I was out of work, and I needed something. I was getting ready to go look at some overseas contracts myself. And it wasn't going well. And then I just walked into this axe throwing place and I went, "Y'all hiring?" And they went, No, we're fucking not.
The fuck out of here.
No, get out of here, you little shit.
But I was like, "Well, that's cool, man. I think that's like your opinion, but like."
You just tell, "Oh, wait, no, you're hiring."
Oh, you are hiring.
You are hiring.
Yeah.
So they like.
You just don't know.
They literally handed me an axe. And they went, "Can you even throw?" And I went, "I don't know. Let's find out." Because I threw knives and shit before in the Marine Corps. I mean, you leave a Marine alone with anything, he'll find
out. Yeah, they'll make a weapon out of it.
Fucking A.
Well, we'll find a way to fuck it or break it.
Yeah, fuck it is right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can touch
so after
that.
The initial horror of their faces after I fucked the axe, I threw it.
A horror? Wait a minute.
So there I am having sex with this axe.
Were you trying to pick up whores or were you trying to throw axes?
Yes. No, so I threw, and I got a fucking bullseye, like, first try. I'm like, I just tried to play it off cool, like, yeah.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, the fuck?
I'll do that to your dick.
I'm always hitting it right in the black.
Fucking A.
Right in the 10 ring, bro.
That's right.
No, so a week later, they gave me a call back, and they said, yeah, actually, you know what? We are hiring. Spot just opened up. Why don't you come on in for an interview? You were the first person on our list.
And then that's fucking ballsy.
You played the old Jedi mind.
Ah, it's ballsy, though.
Mind trick.
And then 30 days after.
Take a moment if you need one, Sean. Sean, all right. Well, pause the axe throwing because I want to hear what happened to the other guy.
That's
how the fuck
the
did he
rage
lose his
right
job?
Now, by the way, because they're doing
it's
that
huge.
On
the guy went
coast
down on
the, and in the Midwest, from what my family tells me.
Dude, axe throwing in the Midwest is wildly popular.
Yeah, but they don't do it in a building. They play with their neighbors and shit.
What was?
That's not all they do. Their neighbors.
Oh yeah, I know.
So you're into throwing axes, Sean. You're a fucking student. We talk about this all the time in Lou's office. You're an old smoky going back and waking up all those brain cells. And tell me,
you did a whole thing on
Ted Bundy, man.
You know what I fucking read today? That psilocybin regenerates brain cells.
Yeah.
I've been doing all this research on all the stuff that they've told us is
doing
bad
mushrooms
for
isn't
us.
Necessarily
no,
research.
No.
Like your opinion, man.
No. No, that's field work. That's field work.
All right, I got a whole board full of these.
You gotta go out there. Doing the mushrooms is field work because you gotta go out in the cow field to get them.
You never forget your fucking senior prom, you know.
Hey, wait a minute! I didn't go to senior prom.
Well, I like all your Facebook posts because you know if they're not completely unintelligible, they're really like promoting different things that are being like explored and like the I'm not trying to be, I love you so much,
you don't have to try, Ron, it just comes naturally.
just naturally a cack. No, I like
there was a fist bump that you guys didn't see.
Oh, I heard it.
There was confirmed fisting.
That will happen. Navy and Marines living together.
Yeah, the three of us are going to start a new band. We're going to be the Fisting Misters.
Well, I like that. The Fisting Misters? Fisting Misters? But, I like your Facebook posts because they usually, and you are genuinely somebody that enjoys and is progressively and actively looking for ways that, you know, drugs are, stereotypical images of drugs that we have are just kind of constructs and that, like, they're actually very beneficial.
Yeah, you know, everything that they told us was good for us back in, when I say back in the day, I don't mean fourth grade, okay, Devin?
Yeah, like,
I don't mean your fourth grade. I mean fucking
back in the day.
Back in the day.
When there were cigarettes ground
That's
into your hamburger
right. When
meat.
It was okay to smoke cigarettes, you know. it was cool to do cocaine. And vogue to beat the fuck out of your kids.
Hold on. Cocaine's not cool anymore?
Oh, I think
it
is.
No, it's still cool.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's still cool, but
it's funny.
We know it's not really good.
Cocaine is definitely
funny. We just know it's not all that great for you, you know, kind of like alcohol. You know, we know it's not that great for you, but we'll sell the shit out of it to get taxes out of you.
Right. Well, marijuana's moving that way.
Oh, yeah, they're talking about Big Pharma is already putting a lock on CBD, but there's research out there that says THC is the actual medicine in marijuana, not CBD.
I think the day that we're close, but I think the day that we see a Marlboro pack of joints, you know, that's going to be all right, we're officially there.
I swear to God, as I'm sitting here now, I used to hang out at this place called Jefferson Park when we were growing up, like 13, 14.
A lot of Navy men hang out in public parks, I hear.
Yeah.
Shore leave.
But no. We're sitting out in the park and we're smoking pot, and I made the statement, you know, one of these days we're going to be able to go into a store and just buy a pack of these things. And sure enough, man, you can go now to that, the place that has the bus and OB, what's that called?
The place, the
Urban Leaf.
They sell
small boxes of 10 joints.
Isn't that
for
crazy?
$50.
That's
pretty cool, man.
I never, you know, like my first, and this is great, we can talk, we'll go around the table. My first bag of weed was, I was probably like 13, 14, and got it from some, you know, it was somebody's uncle's cousin. We stole it out of their dresser and we smoked it on a deer trail. And we barely could find our way home afterwards. First time I smoked. Sean, that was, I mean, you probably had to roll a caveman for his bag of weed. What was that like?
No, we actually smoked. I was 12.
His first bag of weed was the first bag of weed.
Yeah. I bought it from Moses, man.
I am the 11th commandment. Them, wait, 13th
them commandments fuck. Moses brought down was a fucking menu, man. Hey. OG Kush.
When they made the ark, there was sativa and indica, and, well, Sean smoked them both.
And no termites. Yeah. I don't understand that.
No termites. That's, in
where'd
in,
termites come from?
Not from Moses.
Not from fucking Noah.
Well, that's, I think, boom, you just blew my mind.
Fucking A, man.
Noah did not bring termites on the ark. Fucking that aliens. Son of a bitch.
I just find it amazing that people that wrote a book thousands of years that's been translated 1,000 times over missed that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You know what? Ari Shaffir has this fucking amazing joke about, like, because he's wildly Jewish, and he used to study in Jerusalem. And Sean, I think,
how do you be wildly Jewish?
Well, Ari Shaffir doesn't.
And what is tamely Jewish?
Oh, well, I mean, Ari Shaffir doesn't do that. At least I've ever seen. But in any case, the joke is that, you know, like, he used to go, he was studying in Israel, you know, Jewish studies and stuff, and he asked the question, you know, to a Christian, I guess, you know, it's like, oh, your Messiah did cool shit. He turned water into wine. What kind of wine? And the guy was like, literally, you are like the first person to ever ask that question. What? Like, Jesus turned wine into a fruity Malbec. I don't know. Like, I never thought, as much as we've always heard the water and wine story. No one ever goes red or white.
It was a nice 2016 Napa Valley Merlot.
Oh, yeah. I think my favorite Ari Shaffir joke. So, the first pack of weed, what about you, Devin? Did you even tell you? Did we interrupt you? Did we go on a tangent?
Me?
Yeah, where's your first bag of weed?
We went
that
tangent.
Was Jefferson Park.
Yeah, yeah. We went off the fucking rails.
All right, so you, Devin.
First bag of weed.
No, that was no. That my first bag of weed was a nickel bag of weed that I bought. And when I say nickel, I mean $5. And it was probably, what, a half ounce now.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Half ounce for $5?
Yeah, but it
glory
was...
Glory days.
It wasn't
I remember
near,
my day.
It wasn't near the weed we smoke now. Mm. But, I mean, it was good.
What about you, Devin?
I was in seventh grade, and me and my friends went halves on a sack of just dirt weed, and we smoked it out of a can in the canyon down here in San Diego over by Claremont High School.
Well, that's pretty slutty. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you do.
And it was my first time smoking weed. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing, but then I remember just eating my
friend's kitchen.
It's not
fucking a girl, man. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was looking for the clitoris. And they said it was a carb.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
They
don't
both
point that thing at me. You don't know if it'll go off.
Oh, it's broken. I forgot.
Horse feathers.
Well, either way, it was a lot like fucking my first girl, too, because at the end of both of them, I wound up eating way too much.
Coughing a lot. Bad taste in your mouth.
I ate way
sucking. You were smoking much. Pubes, weren't you? Oh, man. Yeah, speaking of weed coming a long way, fucking Sean over there just whips out the dab rig. It's like that scene in Anchorman, you know, when they're like, Ron Burgundy, you play some jazz flute for us. And he's like, oh, I'm completely unprepared. I'm totally unprepared. He just pulls a flute out of his sleeve.
I don't go anywhere without my medication.
Oh,
I don't.
No, you don't. And you know what? I got something for you somewhere.
And unlike what people think, I'm not always stoned. When I go to school for 8 hours a day, and I'll smoke maybe a half a bowl during that time.
So you're straight, but, like, you know, you're like, hey, I'm on the clock right now.
Yeah, when I go out to do my comedy is when I smoke. What's the word I'm looking for? Heavily.
Heavily is a good amount.
Heavily is a good word.
Well, I was reading, you see that internet article about not injecting marijuana? Don't do that.
Injected, that'll kill you.
Injected one marijuana.
I like to take my marijuana anally, like right into the anus, and it absorbs so quickly.
Don't you burn it yourself when you light it?
Oh, boy. It's hard trying to, it's like an inward fart. Oh. Just trying to get a hit, you know.
I've seen a girl.
Bro,
I've seen a girl.
No, bro, what the fuck?
All right. Well, it's wow. It's not termites on Noah's Ark, man. But like, I think it's pretty mind blowing.
Wow.
That's wildly inappropriate, Ron. Don't do that again.
Wow.
I'm gonna. It'll take a second, but it's coming.
We're gonna edit that out, right?
No, that's going in, baby.
Please don't edit that out. Please.
Leave that shit in, man.
I'll see what I can do. There it is.
I used to have that on my phone.
Yeah?
I would play it at AA meetings when people would talk too much.
Oh, that'd be a great, you know, that's a great up, wrap it up. Like.
All right, so full circle here. You know what's fucked up is me and Sean go back quite a bit.
Yeah, tell me, you guys gave each other a nice big old hug.
To go into that, I remember that as a kid because my dad would drag me to AA meetings and that Sean would attend. And I remember this old fucker playing that and my like 8-year-old ass going, wow, what a fucking tool.
This is how a Me Too story should start. Do not fall backwards in that chair. Dude.
What a tool. You little fucker. Yeah, him and Didi, I'm going to start calling him 214.
I love it.
Devon Doan.
Devon. I've been calling you Devon. Is it Devon?
No, it's Devon. He's just an old prick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Devon.
I like it. All right.
He's a homo. He's a Marine.
You're literally in the Navy.
Literally.
Yeah.
Not figuratively.
In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas. When the Marines come on, you can butt fuck who you please.
They're moving full speed ahead in the Navy.
YMCA.
Oh, I love it.
No. Him and his, I met his dad in like 2002, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
at Jefferson Park, maybe, or just.
And he comes up to me after this comedy show. He goes, "Hey, man, we kind of know each other." And I'm like, "Huh? I've never seen you before in my life, you little fucking."
When was this? You say comedy show?
He's trying to suck my dick after a show.
Well, that makes
anyway.
Sense. Who doesn't?
I told you guys I was out of work for a while.
Yeah, he's really. Yeah, I let him. You know.
So wait, no. This comedy show. No. What was the comedy show? Was it a mic? Who was performing?
That was Pizza Joint. That was House of Bites in Miramar.
Oh, yeah. I always see those flyers. That's like a big.
Yeah, that was a monumental show in San Diego comedy.
Yeah, they're still talking about it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, monumental show in San Diego comedy is just a really funny phrase to me.
I mean, there's some good ones.
There are some good ones. No, the House of Bites one, actually, myself and Clint Beisher at the time.
I like
Clint. Is that how you say his name?
I say Bashir.
That's what I say.
Yeah, we set that one up.
He's another Vermonter. I'm from Vermont. He's from Vermont. I'm a carpenter. He's a carpenter. I like him.
Oh, now you guys sound the same to me.
What?
I can hear his voice now.
Get the fuck out. Really?
Dude, even when you do it like that, what the fuck? Why would you do that?
Well, we got a thing. You know, Vermonters had a thing. There's like 20 of us.
Okay, Clint.
All right. Clint's pretty. That's pretty. I'll have him on. Yeah. I'll have him on. So, all right. So back to comedy.
Is he a veteran?
No, but he's a Vermonter. I like him. So they don't always have to be veterans. It might be cool to have a civilian on here. And I want to have Brandon Potter on.
Yeah.
I want to have Brandon Potter
on. I like
Brandon.
Brandon's a friend of mine.
He's a great guy. Yes. I love Brandon. But I think the fun thing about the show, and I'm loving having you guys on. You guys are the first double guests. I think you guys are episode 3. And this is kind of what it's about. I don't really know you. It's fun that you guys know each
other. No, we're separate guests. We came here individually on our own. We're not a fucking date or a couple, okay?
Well, you came in separate cars.
Let's get that shit straight,
it's
okay?
If you leave in the same car. I think you want to leave in the same car.
Shut up.
I think you want to leave. You want to leave with him in the back.
I'm leaving my truck here, and we'll be back.
I'm supposed to blink twice if I feel in danger, right?
Blink hostage in Morse code.
What's the safe word?
The safe word is always harder. Quote, harder.
Deeper. All is this, baby.
Pow! Oh, sorry. More intense. Who's fucking...
Oh, that was me. My bad.
Oh, shit. Dude. That's cool. If you got to take a call, man, I.
No.
Dude, they're going on air.
My life is not that important. People don't call me.
Nobody calls.
I don't call people
You don't
either,
know so. How to use modern phones.
No, I do. I can't see them, dude. I don't need a phone. I need a fucking laptop.
Do they have a laptop with? That would be funny if like his phone was an iPad, but
I was about to say
Braille. somebody sent me a dick pic, and he just keeps
speaking
Braille.
You know, I think this Stevie Wonder fucker has been fucking lying to us for a long time,
Wait, hold on.
This was the greatest introduction to a story I've ever heard. Go on.
Go.
I was a fan of his when he was called Little Stevie back in the 60s. And, you know, everybody says he's blind. Why does he wear a fucking watch?
Oh, I think that's for other people, so they don't get uncomfortable in
bullshit.
The elevator.
He's been lying to us.
So you're saying that Stevie Wonder,
I think he can see a little bit.
A blind man.
A little bit. Wearing a watch. Carries a cell phone.
I really thought that this would be more insidious.
Yeah.
The way, the hate that you have.
No, there's no hate.
For him just wearing a watch. Is it because you're not, are you not wearing a watch?
I don't wear a watch can anymore.
Can you? Uh-huh. Do Exhibit
you,
A.
Do you know how to tell time? Or do we do, yeah. I have a sundial.
Yeah, I was about somewhere. To say sundial.
I met a girl sundial. At a dispensary. Had she hands me this wall clock. Could you set this for me?
A wall clock?
Yeah. Oh. I'm like, you set it. I don't know how to read that.
That's
I
funny.
I was in shock.
How old? How old do you think she was?
23.
How old are you?
25.
Devon?
25. And what's a wall clock?
Yeah, what is a wall clock? I know what a wall cock is.
Oh,
you know. What is a cock with a suction cup? You put it on the wall and then you rub your bleeder on it.
There you go.
It. Yeah, little belly sticks from the wall.
Belly sticks.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I thought they were for putting behind your door. But
no. Like a doorstop? Like a door cock. Take a moment if you need one.
This has gone full circle.
It's great, isn't it? I'm having a blast. And so are you if you're tuning in to DV Radio to the Honorable Discharge.
Fans at home, can you see this?
You look, I mean, it's really, you know what? I'm actually.
I spent my Christmas and New Year's of 1980-81 in Rome, Italy. And stayed completely sober for the whole thing, man.
Were you in the service when that picture was taken?
Yes.
You were. You were in the Navy. You were in Italy.
Yes, I was in the Navy from 1979 to 1982.
Oh, right on.
And he would walk to the store and get a soda for a nickel.
After buying a pack of cigarettes off an eight-year-old newsie.
Actually, we were getting six packs of fucking beer for a buck and a half.
Uphill in the snow both ways, I'm sure.
I'd ask you how much gas was when you were a kid, but you were like, oh, the horses got tired after a couple of bags of
feed. There was no gas back then. No, I'm only 59, you rotten bastards.
You don't look a day over
58.
Oof. If you're a day. And you, all right, so Sean, and in case you haven't gathered, he's not an axe thrower. He doesn't look like a lumberjack like Devon over here, but you definitely are a biker. How many cross-country trips have you done? I loved your Facebook videos when you were... You're just doing it the last year, I think.
I've crossed the country twice so far.
And you just did it.
Well, I did that last a year ago. I left a year ago this week.
Really?
And I was gone for 56 days. I went through 25 states.
And you went all the way to the...
11,477 miles. Went from here to Caribou, Maine, and back. Caribou, Maine is... where the roads end in the United States.
No shit. Yeah, I remember your. I remember because you were in. You were posting about World Trade Center. Your visit to World
yeah,
Trade
that
Center.
Was,
it was like
that,
a week. One,
that was
week
my
after
mission.
I was there.
That was my mission.
And that was when you were trying to get there. Were you trying to go to for any particular reason other than your own selfish reasons, trying to make that tragedy about you? Because that's what I did.
No, it wasn't nothing about me.
Oh, I Instagrammed the shit out of it. I was like, how can I make this national tragedy more about me? So I put it on portrait mode. I looked fucking good at WTC.
You should have told everyone how you almost got on that flight.
Man, oh, dude. I mean, I was joining the fire department that day, and I was like, you know what? Not for me.
Yeah.
I
had tickets to the Windows on the World night. I sold them off. I scalped them.
Probably for the best, eh?
Yeah, I scalped them.
Go see a Mets game instead. The safer bet.
No, really. 9/11 was my destination.
That was the reason for the East Coast.
No, not the reason for the East Coast. That was just my destination. For 15 years, I've been studying this shit, and news just came out yesterday that they are going to reopen the investigation that it was a planned demolition.
Oh boy, I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole.
No, I'm tapping out on that one.
Yeah, let's not discuss it. I'm just saying, you know, you brought it
let's,
up.
Let's bring up a lighter subject. Tell me how do you think Palestine is
Hey, what about abortion? How do you feel about abortion, kid?
Yeah, when are you moving to Alabama, brother?
What did I see? I saw a good one online. It was
I'm pro-abortion myself, all the way up to fucking 16 years.
Ooh, I like that.
But I saw this good one on Facebook. It was when abortion becomes illegal, so you become an anti-vax parent. Adapt, improvise, overcome.
Love it. Very good. That had to be like a veteran website.
I'm pretty sure it was.
So, and you were telling me,
I love the way people think.
You were telling me off air, Devin, that you're working with some veteran organizations. You got a veteran podcast. Plug your shit. Tell me everything that you want all of DV Radio's listeners to hear, every slutty little detail.
All right. So the first thing I'm going to do, I just got back from Tijuana, Mexico yesterday.
Nice.
I spent a couple of days just roaming around there.
Spreading communism, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, spreading acts.
Keep your fucking spit off my microphone, you weird townie. No, all right, so you're in TJ.
So when you go right across the border in TJ,
the Hong Kong Club. Yeah.
No, not the Hong Kong Club.
Sorry.
There's an office right on the Tijuana side of the border, and it's the Department for Deported Veterans. So I was going over there to go check those guys out. A lot of people don't really realize that there's a lot of United States veterans that served in combat and out of combat, whatever, if you served, that are actually deported.
Yeah.
And these guys don't have anything to do. I actually was with one of those guys yesterday, and he was telling me how he lived 98% of his life here in the United States, even fought and served in the Iraq War. And now he's having this trouble of, well, he got deported because he can't produce a document. And he's telling me all the injustices about
that. Does he have family over here?
Yeah. All his family's over here.
Is he one of the ones that is married and got kids and
stuff? Yeah, married, kids.
Yeah, because I've seen a few
of those. How long has he been there? Do you know?
I didn't get that far in with him. It was a very brief visit, but that's the first thing I
wanted.
And
you did that on your own? You just, added because, or?
Yeah, well, me and my girlfriend, we went over there, and my girlfriend actually, she works with that kind of stuff. She's a advocate for many humanitarian.
Fuck yeah, dude, good shit.
So she was like, hey, I really would think you would get a kick out of coming over here since we were in the TJ for the day. She's like, why don't you check this out? Because I think this would be important to you. And it really was.
That's awesome.
And then the next one I want to do is Triple B Adventures.
Trip B Adventures?
Yeah, Triple B Adventures.
So, Triple B.
Yeah, three Bs.
Three Bs.
It's like a really weird bra size. Nice. But.
All right, I got what I needed from that. Go.
No, so Triple B. It's a San Diego-based veteran-led 501c3. Focused on active duty and veterans.
Back up.
This is great. Because if
he
doesn't.
Is a 501c3?
Yeah, because if we don't understand, maybe other people won't.
Speaking
so.
Code, you fuck.
Yeah.
I was literally reading off what he sent me.
Yeah. Oh. So you don't know what that is?
No, it's a tax thing.
So it's like a nonprofit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I can't speak exactly, so if don't say that we said that if it's not. But
yeah, man, if that's not accurate, then
just check out what that is. All right.
Go
anyways.
To Canada.com.
Devin, you were wrong, fucker.
All right. First off, guys at Triple B, I'm sorry I'm pitching you terribly right now.
No, I want to hear more about it.
All right. So pretty much what they do is they take veterans and active duty, and if you're in the area, they take you on camping trips. It's an organization completely based off taking veterans on camping trips. They supply meals, transportation, gear.
Butter?
What's
what?
That?
Butter?
Butter?
Do they supply butter?
You're
going camping, ain't ya? Gotta have butter.
What in the fucking
great Oh, I love that you're on this. I love that you're on the show, Sean. The first question out of his mouth is, all right, BBB, we need to know, A, what the fuck that code means, and do you supply the butter? Very fair. Very fair questions.
I will let Triple B answer that question.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure that I know the guys that do all the packing for the camping. What the fuck, Sean?
Yeah, I'm glad he's got to write a report later. So
butter.
This is his
butter.
Butter. Oh my God. All right, do you have one more? Hey, you have one more pitch that you want to fuck
no,
up?
I'm just going to go ahead and...
Butter.
Way to Ron Ripley up that pitch, buddy. That's something that I would fucking do on stage. Just fucking...
Oh, shit.
Oh. I'm sorry, Devin. Go ahead.
Butter.
Pass it up, man. It was just like... I've always been wanting to do that, something like that.
Why is that?
All the things you could have wanted to do. Why?
What was that
why?
About? What made you think that Devin deserved that?
Well, I figured if anybody would understand what I was getting at, it would be a former Marine.
I still don't understand.
I'm a former Marine, and I do not understand this message.
Never mind.
All right, you know what? Leave it, because I want a listener to like email
butter.
Me at Ron's
butter.
Ron's honorable discharge at Gmail. What the fuck do Marines have to do with butter? That's question number one.
No, it's not Marines. It's butter and camping.
Butter and...
Dude, you've lost us.
Yeah. No. I think it's great. I'm just.
It's an old fucking joke.
Let him go. I want to let him go. I want to study his habits. I want to study his behaviors.
You never heard the joke, hey man? If you ever went camping and you woke up with your buns buttered, would you tell anybody?
Oh,
no? Yeah, want to go camping?
I've heard that joke.
I have heard that. Shh.
And that's how my mics got destroyed. How? I've heard that joke. I just.
I don't feel like that context.
Butter. I'm having. This is great. Butter. Well, it is a comedy podcast. Oh. We are.
You
and by the way,
fun. Go sit in the goddamn truck.
That's fucking great. That's a good point. If you're not having fun, go sit in your truck. That is the skinniest little joint I think I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think I put enough weed in there.
I think you did, but you know what? You might have rolled it. It's a little tight. It's a little.
You can play hockey with this fucker.
You could.
It won't even bend.
You can build a house out of it for Lego figures.
It's a doll now. You can use it.
Oh, my God.
Hemp working. Ha ha.
Well, obviously, Sean's working on material. What's your comedy game, man? You doing the comedies any in the free times? Or what's your...
I haven't been on a mic in a minute, man. I always write material. And yeah. It's just something once you do it, you just can't not make a bit out of something in your day-to-day
life.
Well,
you could always sell your jokes. I mean, if you write something or you work with somebody who performs and they're like, you know, if you don't get enough time to perform, like, and you've got that great knock-knock joke.
Well, like I said, I swung away from comedy for a minute and then I picked up this Axe Ventures gig and then I've been kind of going back into a public role as far as their spokesperson and doing...
So you're a public figure, like a man, like a dude doing... Public figure thing.
I don't know how to break this to you, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah? Well, you're a big deal? You're a big deal, are you?
People know me.
Yeah. Looks like a 10-pound shit in a 5-pound bag to me, fucking Marines.
Okay.
Marines. No. I love it, man. I fucking love Marines because I was in the Air Force and they always
love veterans, man.
Well,
veterans,
we just lived it. It's a really great. I'll say brotherhood, but
it's family.
It really is. It's a very dysfunctional family.
On my trip, I went and visited a guy who I was stationed with in 1981. And
now, is that because Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed, or you just wanted to hook up again?
No, we just wanted to hook up again.
You told me you loved me. What do you want?
That's what I said. But no, we hooked up
my
motorcycle trip.
There it is.
And man, it was fucking off the hook, dude.
I'm so jealous of you, man. I don't think I'll ever have the balls to ride a motorcycle across the country, although it's a bucket list item. I just know I'm 37. If I started riding a motorcycle now, I will get injured.
I've been riding them all my life.
Exactly. So you just know how to handle it. Like, you're like, bah, you know, sometimes you fucking break your arm or smack your leg on a car.
It's part of the game, dude.
Right.
It's
and that's just not a game I'm willing to play. Call me Air Force.
Okay, pussy.
Yeah, that's fair. Homo.
Sorry, what can I say?
Whatever.
Hey.
Tension.
Bullet sponges.
Homo.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. See, now, that's a word. Homo. Are we... That's a...
Save us!
Homo is not a...
popular word right now?
No, it's not
a
politically incorrect.
Oh, it's a little cocktail refill
time.
I'm going to let Sean say stuff and remind us, just remind our guests on Honorable Discharge about the use of ethnic and homophobic slurs.
You dick.
All right.
What a fucking homo. No, homo is a very diverse word.
Well,
mm-hmm. And I don't mean it as a gay slur. When I say homo, it means, what a dumbass.
Oh, my wife is...
You fucking homo.
My wife is...
What a dumbass homo. You know.
How?
But that's just me.
Well... Call me a dumbass homo, man.
I'm just gonna go ahead and apologize to all the listeners. He's...
Why? No, I'm not... No, my brother was gay... And you don't call gay people homos. You call them fags.
He's doing a bit. I've heard him do this on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, the comedic stylings of Sean McCaw. And you've just been had. Oh, well, that's the cool thing.
No, my brother was gay. And
I'm sure DV Radio will probably edit that
and
out.
And he was a veteran. He was a veteran. Seriously, this is not a bit. I have his flag right next to my fucking lazy boy at home. He was a veteran. He worked in the Pentagon. Literally, worked in the Pentagon.
Not figuratively.
Possibly physically.
No.
Possibly physically.
Well, I guess.
Mentally?
I guess. Well,
spiritually.
Emotionally? Did he work at the Pentagon?
This was back.
Sheepishly.
This is back in the 60s and 70s when, you know, you couldn't say you were gay.
Mm, so he worked awkwardly at the Pentagon.
But you could do cocaine.
Yeah, office. But I guess he had
off,
to.
Could you do cocaine off people's dicks?
No, he went right. See, this is the part I don't understand. He went right from Vietnam to the Pentagon.
I mean, was it because he really, like, fucking was a badass? Like,
nah.
I mean, just because you're gay does not mean you cannot fuck shit up and be a military badass.
He blew a general.
In fact.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, that's, well, you know, good for him. Good for him. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, and good for the general.
Yeah. I think we're missing out the real, real benefactor.
How did anybody lose in that arrangement?
No, he didn't blow a general. He went there on his merits, man, because he was super intelligent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're at the Pentagon, you're no slouch.
When I say super intelligent, he was fucking speaking Chinese in high school.
Well, you know what? That's weird because Chinese kids do it at birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean,
he was a
bad example, if you ask me.
Slow learner.
Those were words. Those were words you said.
Indeed, indeed.
Those were indeed.
Those
words.
Were. That was a high day. I'm a good languager, man. I do
good words.
Man. There was vowels in there and everything. Good job, man. Proud of you.
Her lips are purtier than a $20 whore.
When you're Devin, when you were doing comedy, and you say you write jokes now, is there one joke that stands out that you're like, dude, my favorite joke that I've ever written is this? And since I've never heard it, but you know, please, tell me the joke. If you feel, you know, if not,
I think I had a couple different sets. My favorite was the Uber.
Oh, you're going way up with it, huh?
Wow.
It's like you're singing and you know, like he's got his cans on. You look like Mariah Carey, like
see how I did that?
Yeah. You know, he looks like he can
trying to play catch.
Have you done this before?
Old Navy days, you know. Flashbacks.
Oh man, you can really deep throat that mic. That's pretty slutty.
What the fuck?
So yeah, you got a joke or does
shit,
anything
yeah.
come to
I,
mind or if not, that's
oh
fine.
No, I'm trying to tell a joke here, but Sean is
butter.
He's like a campfire. You just can't help but
like
sit here and watch him.
Like a kid, man. What can I say, man?
You can't help but just sit and watch him.
It's like you get past a certain age and you regress.
No, you don't. You stop giving a fuck.
Oh man, when you get Alzheimer's, it's gonna be great.
I've already got it.
What?
No. Oh, no, wait.
All right, I lied. I've really only got two sounds.
That wasn't. I don't have Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's a terrible joke. It is not a good joke.
I've got such a bad case of the clap, it's turned into a standing ovation.
I like that. I like that a lot. You did. You had another joke. Oh,
this is all
about
new
Dick Van Dyke.
Shit.
You had a Dick, your Dick Van Dyke joke is fucking hilarious.
Dick Van Dyke.
Tell me.
Dick Van Dyke, because of political correctness, had to change his name. Penis Truck Lesbian.
What the fuck?
Dumbest fucking joke I've heard all day. Dick Van Dyke.
Penis truck lesbian.
You guys were in perfect harmony on that, and that's really creepy.
Can we sing it? Penis truck lesbian.
Butter.
Well, that's definitely the quote of the day. I don't know. Can anyone hear? Sometimes you guys, you look confused. If you can hear construction in the background, it's because... It's definitely not because my neighbor is building some sort of weird thing next door. It's because Studio 395 is getting renovated. We're doing some renovations around here. I'm finally installing that masturbatorium.
Speaking of renovations, man, I don't think we owe anybody anything.
I'm sorry.
What? We were talking about masturbations.
That's a great segue, but go on.
Oh, the renovations.
What renovations?
Everybody wants fucking money for shit that happened years ago, man.
That's reparations.
That's reparations, Sean.
Reparations.
God damn it. Oh. You're so old.
Forget it.
That'd be funny. I wanna take one of those Hitler speeches and then voice over it so that he's just talking mad shit about Nazis. These Nazis are the scum of the earth. He's just unchaser.
I was thinking about doing something like that, only with song lyrics, from pull them out of songs, like they used to do back in when I was a kid. You'd get a 45, and it would be some guy talking.
Weird Al. And took the market on that. That's
no, this was way before that.
Weird Al is like the Oprah Winfrey of parody songs.
No, it'd be like Adolf Hitler talking, and he would say shit, and then you would play a song lyric that had something to do with it.
Did you guys remember a couple years ago when the because this kind of ties into that.
Just go to, man.
Do you remember like a couple years ago when what the fuck was that movie? The Inglourious Bastards comes out and people were parroting the Hitler speech when he's all like, "We will do this, we will do that," and people were like dubbing it over. So like whatever was hot at the moment, I think it was like Pokemon Go comes out and they do this voiceover and it's like Hitler like, "We will find all the Pokemons," and it's just like it was everything that came out. Like if a movie sucked, people would like dub over like how much the movie sucked with that scene.
I've been seeing a lot of Trump shit.
Thanks to Trump, I think Hitler's coming back in a big way.
With Hitler, Hitler video. God.
It's good because Hitler was so unpopular for so long, and I'm glad he's getting the. Let's change this. You guys want to talk about 9/11 again, or just
do we want to talk about Nazis or 9/11?
Nazis, 9/11, Palestine, abortion. Oh man, it's a dude. So I did
send code hangers.
I did figure out though that whole like taking the moment and making it awkward and trying to bring it back to your comedy. I've been making that work on stage, Wally, because I have this joke about guns. And it's just a misdirection joke, but it's a lot of fun. But it's like, you know, like I'm tired of fighting with my wife and I'm tired of seeing all the tragic news stories on TV. And so as a military veteran, I decided to make a progressive decision, ladies and gentlemen. I sold my AR-15 rifle, okay? Pause. I'm going to do something positive with the sale of that firearm, right? You guys, I'm going to do something good with it, and I'm going to buy two revolvers and at least one shotgun.
Right
on. Totally legal.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on.
I'm just waiting for the right back-to-school sale. Ooh. Yeah, don't groan at that joke. It's just a joke. I made it up. I'd never sell my fucking rifle.
I don't know. Personally, I'm all for the ban of assault weapons.
I was
shot with an AR-15, man, and they don't fucking feel good, okay?
Yeah, but you probably had it coming.
Okay. And an assault weapon isn't really a thing. Man.
I got busted stealing cocaine out of the fucking.
So if you were stealing my cocaine, I would shoot you with my AR-15. I feel like that's like a Darwinian thing.
I feel like I'd shoot you with a rocket launcher if I had the option.
A belt fed rocket launcher. You know, with a big
fucking
a big giant Jesus chain around my neck.
A Sea Whiz.
Like, given the options in that scenario, like. You get whatever the fuck you're gonna get on that one.
A Sea Whiz, yeah, that'd be
great.
Get
a goddamn JDAM on that thing.
Look at that! I cannot operate that thing. For
I think
shit.
You're all right. I think that'll be fine. I think I don't know how many times you twist it. Watching you try to
it's
roll
still
like
tight
a,
as a fuck.
You know, bro. And then usually like I'll rip these papers down a little bit so they're a little bit looser. And do you want me to see if I can make one happen?
Dude, I'd appreciate
that. I wish Damien Pruitt were here. If Damien Pruitt were here, we'd have something twisted
but I don't
up.
Have any,
I love that guy.
I see Damien every day.
He's pretty much the Secretary General Commissioner of Lou's office.
Yeah,
and the popcorn machine at the Comedy Store.
And Blunt's.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress that enough. The boy can roll some fucking
Blunt's. He can fucking roll. He's like, he can roll better than the Big Lebowski. Bam. That's
damn.
What I'm talking about.
Well, mm-hmm. Man, that's like your opinion.
That's a strong statement,
that's
buddy.
You know, it's like your opinion,
I think,
man.
We should have a fucking
battle of the roll.
Axe battle, roll, yeah. See who could split a joint from 20 paces.
That would be funny.
What do you want to bet?
So tell me, all right, so speaking of axing, I was looking at your Facebook page
you
and you throw axes.
Who can, hey, hold on here.
All right. Make your wager, although I will
so
say
so you
want to
see who can throw and split a joint with an axe at 20 meters.
Paces. Split a joint lengthwise?
Paces.
20 paces, okay.
So 20 paces away, you want to split this joint. Are you trying to split it this way or this way from your point of view?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You just
got to
make contact with the joint.
You can even put it like this.
Okay. Cut it in half.
Yeah.
So, Sean, to recap, you want to go into an axe throwing contest with me on how to split a joint, and you are willing to bet something.
And you what do you wager me, laddies?
I will bet your motorcycle.
You do have balls. He's got balls.
How are you going to bet my motorcycle?
Well, because
it's my motorcycle to bet.
What do you got in trade?
And I don't have it on the table.
Got a sister? Got a fucking...
That'd be fucking crazy to put on the table. But my car, 2017.
A 2017 that looks like a fucking burned out Honda Civic.
What is it, a smart car or some shit?
2017.
It's a Bentley lookalike.
No, I will bet you not your motorcycle.
It's a 1974 Ford Pinto.
Ah, oh, shit. Sometimes
with a Volkswagen Rabbit chassis.
With rotted floorboards.
No, I won't actually bet your motorcycle. That's just fucked up.
Confident that you could get the job.
$100
$100 All right, that's a solid wager.
Well, seeing that I just came out of a cast.
And here come the excuses.
Yep. There's no excuse.
No, I think
seeing that I just came out of a cast.
Are you talking about that it affects your aim, or that it affects the fact that you had to pay for hand?
No,
for
I think we job? Should up the bet to 500.
Oh! That's ballsy.
Now I'm gonna pass, man. I'm gonna pass.
See.
Smart. You know, it's common knowledge that if you just double down on a Marine, he'll back down.
That's right.
He'll back down.
Bro, I was an OTH Marine. All right. But that being said, like...
Sean's an OTH Navy guy, an over-the-hill Navy guy. Yeah. I control the board. Oh, but you control the sound.
No.
Very fair. That's very fair.
No, I'm going to bow out on that one. Right. $500, man. I'll tell you what. I'll split it either way, but I ain't going to put $500 down. I ain't got that.
No, cash. I was kidding about the $500.
Oh, thank God.
I just wanted you to back down.
Oh, you motherfucker.
See?
No, I won't.
See, I can read a fucking book.
Damn.
Read a book before. No.
It's funny because I'm not in Braille.
Oh, I get that's a throwback. All right. Hey, are throwbacks... Are we okay with throwbacks here? We can throw back here. That's
a callback?
A callback, call throwback, comeback.
Don't call it a throwback. And that's how you misquote things. Let me see. So
only on Facebook.
Let me ask you, let's bring us back to being veterans and stuff. You guys told me, Sean, what exactly did you do in the Navy again? Your job? When you exhale, waiting to exhale. Just throw it out there in case you guys don't. And you don't know, Devin. I was Air Force 5 years, 2000 to 2005, Iraq in 2003 and 2004, as a civil engineer. I was essentially a carpenter building shit on an air base in Iraq both times. My duty stations were Hawaii and Germany, so they were pretty cool and really cool like experiences being overseas and stuff. Being a young man with a hard dick. And a fucking big old paycheck, military paycheck overseas. That's just good living.
Fucking A.
Where were you guys stationed?
I was mostly out of Camp Pendleton. And then I did humanitarian aid in Southeast Asia as a combat engineer all the way up until 2015.
That's my man right there.
When I got back, went through a little bit of a hard time, made some unfortunate decisions, didn't take a knee, and asked my brothers for some help when I should have. And I wound up doing a very stupid thing and doing some cocaine and getting popped on a piss test for it.
It while you were in?
While I was in. That's my little backstory there. But I gotta say, I made my mistakes. I was a grown ass man and I made a grown ass decision. And I chose not to ask for help so that if I can ever say anything to any vet, ask for that help. You're fucking full of shit and you're bullshit if you don't ask the guy to your left, your right for
that's
a
right.
knee.
For what you need. That's a great. Right. That sucks, man. I'm really sorry to hear that. And no judgment, man, because, I'm sure there's dozens of other guys that...
At least
four or five that have a similar story. I'm sure you're not the only fucking one, man.
Well, I was really good at what I did. I had a really promising career, and I fucked it up. And there was a lot of things going into that. Like I said, the biggest thing I would ask anyone is just take that fucking knee. Quit being a little bitch about it. You're more of a bitch for not taking the knee than to try and fucking sit that out and just fuck things up. Because I'll tell you what, my boys went on a deployment to Yemen after I got kicked out. and I was slotted on that deployment. And I didn't get to go.
Why'd you get into the into the schneef that night? That if you don't mind me asking, going back to that moment, were you just raging and you know one thing happens when you're not in the right state? And
I got back. I lost my father. So my old man, he.
God bless him.
Sorry to hear that,
my friend.
My old man, he passed way before his time in a very bad way.
Also sorry to hear.
And then I had a couple friends from just going through boot camp or MOS school and all that. I was just still freshly kind of in that phase. A couple of those guys, I got word that they got killed.
Oh, man.
And it was just a bad time. And then just other exterior shit was going on, and I wasn't talking to anybody. I was just dealing with it. I was putting all my focus into being the best Marine I could in a certain way, being the fucking little motard and all that. Got meritorious promoted and got to go to the humanitarian missions overseas.
That's a fucking deep lesson, man. How do you think, because, I mean, like I said, you're a handsome dude. You got a good, decent life here in San Diego. It didn't end you. It's not like you're a murderer. You learned something from it.
Well, that's what, I wanted to set that mood there to let you know that kind of like fucked up mindset of how much I lost. But then my bros in my unit and then the guys that I got to meet outside post-service through online, you know, Facebook groups and veteran get-togethers and all that, the veteran community never once abandoned me throughout this entire process.
Fuck yeah.
And it's attributed to a lot of my current success.
Take a moment if you need one.
Sorry.
It's accredited to a lot of my current success and the veteran community never once gave up on me, and I think that's badass. And like I said, I'm a grown-ass man that made a grown-ass decision, and I paid grown-ass consequences for it, and that's what I got to say about my discharge.
I respect the fuck out of that. I salute you, and I award you a Medal of Kick-Ass, an honorable discharge. It's cool. It's good to hear stories like that, man, because, I mean, it's not even like, you know, again, no judgment. There are other guys in place. Damien, he's got a joke about how he, like, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I was in the United States Air Force, and then everyone claps, and he's like, for 6 weeks, I didn't make it through basic training.
Got hurt.
Got hurt, you know, and it's like.
Man, there were a ton of guys that got hurt when I went to boot camp right here in San Diego.
Well, that's definitely
that's where I went.
It's definitely a hard mall gig. Now. So, yeah, what was it like? How many cell phones did you have when you went to basic here in San Diego? What was that like? How often did you call your mom every night?
No. Dude. There were no phone calls. You got to write 2 or 3 lines of a letter at a time. We spent the whole fucking time marching and going to school. Boot camp was a trip, but I found a way to smoke hash the first night I was there.
I fucking loved my time in boot camp. I was Air Force, man. It was a goddamn party.
Well,
I literally,
after boot camp was a party.
I was
fuck
like
both of you.
Well, I was like 19 or 20 when I joined, so I wasn't like fresh out of high school or anything like that. And I you know, and I was homeless before I joined. I was like backpacking around the states after high school, and so I was like, man, America's cool. I'll fucking join the military. My brother was in the army, and he's like, dude, don't join the infantry. Like, don't. I mean, it's awesome. It's cool, hardcore and all, but like, don't learn how to kill people. Like, from big brother to little brother, do something else with your life.
That was my brother too.
Yeah, and so I was like, all right, solid advice. I was like, I'll join the Air Force because I hear the chicks are hotter, so which I thought was pretty true. And so when I went to recruiter, you know, it was like a choice between jobs, and I ended up being civil engineer because I wanted to learn how to be a carpenter, and I thought that was kind of cool, and it would kind of keep me out of trouble when I would learn a skill that I could use later on down the road. And
could have went to the Navy and been a real man and been a CB.
Well, you could have been the real fucking man and fuck both y'all, you civil engineers, being a combat engineer.
No, that just did not CBs. Sound right.
We trained CBs. We trained with CBs, man. I was
both be men and fuck you all.
I did my tech school at Gulfport, Mississippi, man. I learned how to weld with CBs. Like, eat my asshole.
CBs are great. CBs are great, but you know.
Oh, what? They're fucking drunks and thieves, and
fucking
I love them
right
all.
They are.
And they,
I love them all.
In the Marine Corps, like combat engineers in the Marine Corps, they do a lot of construction, civil engineering projects and all that. But at the same time, combat engineers in the Marine Corps are separate from, say, the Army or the Air Force or other services because they enact all roles. So while you're a bridge builder, you're also a minesweeper, you're a breacher.
Right.
Air Force does that. They have Red Horse.
Depending on where you get stationed is what's going to dictate what duties. So like you got to have a guy in first CEB, which is a division infantry. Yeah, First Combat Engine Battalion. And those guys are, they're with the infantry. And then you have other combat engineers, same MOS down the street in 7th ESB, Engineer Support Battalion, that are more builders and route clearers and stuff like that. So the combat engineer role pretty much just licked my fucking taint, both of you.
Butter. Thousand Island.
Thousand Island.
That's
dressing?
Not butter.
No, yeah, that's not butter.
Is there? I can't believe there's not butter.
If you think it's butter, no, it's not.
I love that you two know each other. You didn't. We didn't catch this on air, but when after they hugged each other when they first greeted, Sean immediately pulled out a bag of fucking lube. Here you go, fucker. This is for you. I found it on a park bench yesterday.
He's not even lying.
I did. I'm not lying. I found it at the benches.
Do you think you're ever gonna go, Devin? Do you think you're ever gonna go tell jokes again?
Maybe
use some of the darkness for stage love. I mean, it's certainly not unheard of.
I'd like to. I mean, I'm not saying I'm quitting or anything like that. I just took a hiatus, and I'd love to go back and hit up some of the open mics. I actually thoroughly enjoy it. And even if, for me, this has always been, if it never takes me anywhere, I'm just having fucking fun while I'm doing it.
Exactly.
And I always try and keep that in mind.
You got to keep that spirit there too, especially
that,
like
that's my whole thing
mic.
In life, man. Is I know I'm older. You know, I'm 59.
It's like a month or two.
But you know, that's one of the things everybody tells me. Hey, man, how come you're always so upbeat? And it's like, because there's nothing in life worth getting so riled up about that it's going to just totally fucking ruin your day.
I do a lot of cybacillin.
You can start your day. You can start your day over any time you want. But for the most part, man, I just don't let shit get to me, man, and I try to have as much fucking fun as I possibly can, because tomorrow might not come.
That's pretty slutty.
I'm a slut. I'll admit it. I'll fuck anything with a heartbeat.
Tune in next week for the shocking conclusion of Honorable Discharge with Ron Ripley, only on WDVR, DVRadio.net.
Radio.